Ladies and gentlemen, Life with a Lion. There comes a time in every father's life when he starts wondering how his son will fare in this highly competitive world. I know Ben's worried about Richard. Of course, any boy can get a job, but what's he best suited for? BB says Richard has her brains, so you can understand why Ben's worried. However, he may have a solution by now, so let's go over and visit the Lion's house.
Aggie, could I have some more toast, please?
Here you are, Master Richard.
Oh, son, that reminds me. Did you ask Mr. Henson about that vacancy in the bakery?
Oh, yes, Pop, but it's not the sort of job that appeals to me.
Now, Ben, he's told you he likes anything mechanical or electric.
Yes, that's what I'd like, a mechanical job.
Master Richard, stop talking with your mouth full and don't cheat so fast.
Oh, sorry, Aggie, but I've got to be at the club by 9 o'clock. We're having a nice hockey meeting.
That's all you ever think about. When I was a boy, I was working for my living.
You were, huh?
Yes, and my mother was very proud of me. When a boy has ambition, it means a lot to his mother.
Well, sure.
And it's high time you did something about it, son. So I want you to go out this morning and really look for a job.
But, Pop, this morning I have to help pick the team.
Richard, I'm asking you to consider your mother.
Well, I'd be glad to. What position does she play?
You're not getting out of it like that, young man.
Master Richard, you'd better get started or you'll be late for the club meeting.
Well, I know, but I've got to wait for Robin Ray. We're going to the club together.
Robin Ray? You mean Ted Ray's boy?
Yes, he's my best friend now.
Oh, it must be wonderful to be so friendly with the son of a great comedian.
Yes, I guess Robin does get a kick out of it.
Oh, Ben. Ted Ray is such a nice man, too. And I just love his wife, Kitty. I wonder how long they've been married.
Baby, Kitty Blewett isn't Ted's real wife.
Now, Ben, please, no gossip.
No. No, what I'm trying to tell you, honey, is she's only his wife on Friday nights.
Richard, leave the room.
Pop's talking about the radio.
Oh.
Yes, his real wife's name is Sybil, and their two sons are Robin and Andrew.
Well, she's a lucky woman. Mr. Ray certainly loves his family. Do you know there was a story in the paper about Andrew having a wee cold, and it said that his father was worried sick about him.
Well, of course he was worried. He was afraid Andrew would miss a week's work.
I wouldn't talk if I were you. Your daughter was doing the same thing before she got married.
Maybe we shouldn't have let Barbara go.
Richard, that suggestion is both distasteful and ludicrous. And you should have thought of it before she got married.
Well, that'll be Robin. I'll get it. Keep your shirt on. I'm coming.
Hello, Richard.
Oh, hi, Robin.
Richard, I can't go to the meeting.
Why not?
Well, because I've got to go to work. I've been asked to take a job.
No kidding. Who asked you?
My father. That is, he's always saying I ought to go out and find a job, and I'm happy to say I think I've found one.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling fine. If I land this job, I'll get a chance to work on motors. I'll get all my lunches free, and it pays £7 a week.
Boy, that's sure the kind of job to have. Where is it?
I'm not telling you.
Why not?
Well, my father told your dad a joke once, and he pinched it.
Why worry about something that happened 100 years ago? Besides, you can trust me. I'm your best friend.
Oh, okay. Well, I was coming over here on the bus this morning, and I overheard Mrs. Wimple say her son Willie was going to his grandmother's for a month, and Mr. Wimple is looking for someone to run the garage in his place.
Boy, are you lucky. Willie never went to work until 10 o'clock. I wouldn't mind a job like that myself.
Now, Richard, I'm warning you. If you try and twist me out of this job, I'll never speak to you again.
If I did a dirty trick like that, I'd never speak to myself again.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, if I'm going to apply for that job, I'd better go home and put my best suit on. And Richard,
huh?
Don't tell anybody about it, will you? They might beat me to it.
I swear I won't tell a human being.
Good. Don't tell your family either.
No, I won't. Good luck, Robin.
Look
Look who's come to see you.
Hello, Mr. L.
Well, Wimpy, old pal. What brings you out this early in the morning?
Well, I've been seeing my son Willie off at the station. He's gone to his grandmother's for a month.
Well, sit down and stay a while.
Tired awfully. I don't know what I'm going to do without that boy. He does the work of three men.
Oh, come now, Wimple. Every time I've run into him, he's got plenty of spare time on his hands.
That's because he's so efficient. Everyone says he's going to be just like me.
Poor kid.
You old cough drop.
I only wish Richard had some of Willie's ambition.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, personally, I feel when a boy lacks ambition, it's because he hasn't sufficient energy and strength.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you suggesting that my son isn't strong?
Mr. L, that's what I'm trying to point out. A boy can't help being lazy if he's weedy.
What?
My brother isn't lazy, and he isn't weedy.
Oh, come off it. I don't want to be unkind, but that thin body and those big ears, he looks like a weather vane.
And with that fat body and flat head, your son looks like a flabby frog.
Oh. Well, I have you know that my flabby frog is all muscles.
Muscles? Oh, don't make us laugh.
It's true. As a matter of fact, he's got so many muscles, someone once mistook him for my missus.
I don't care if they mistook him for Peter Waterman. I'll bet if you gave him Willie's job, he'd do twice the work.
Twice the work? I must tell that one to Willie. He loves a joke.
He should. He's got one for a father.
Well, I don't have to stay here and be insulted. I can go straight home to the wife.
Nobody's stopping you.
Oh, Daddy, don't be rude. I'll get your hat, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, then I... Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Bebe, if I were you, I wouldn't speak to this man. He called our son a weakling.
He didn't.
Mr. Wimple, if you really want to prove something, why don't you give Richard Willie's job?
I would, but I'd hate to show the boy up.
Well, I don't blame you. After all, he's your son.
Very well, Mr. Lyon. You've asked for it. You can tell your poor little bundle of skin and bones to report to my office. Goodbye.
Hey, Ma. Aggie says Pop's looking for me.
He is, dear. He'll be down in a minute.
Oh, what's up?
Daddy and Mr. Wimple had a fight.
Gosh, that's a shame. What were they fighting over?
Oh, it all started over nothing.
Barbara, that's no way to speak of your brother.
How did I get into this?
Oh, hello, son.
Well, hi, Pop. I hear you had a fight with Mr. Wimple.
Now, never mind that. You've always wanted to work on motors, haven't you?
You bet I have.
Well, I've got a surprise for you. You've got Willie Wimple's job.
What?
Yes, I told Wimple you'd take it.
But I don't want the job.
What do you mean you don't want it?
Well, it's for purely personal reasons. You understand, don't you, Pop?
All I understand is if you don't take it, Wimple will be gloating over me for the rest of my life.
But Richard is going to take it, aren't you, dear?
I'm sorry, Ma, but a friend of mine is after that job, and he'll think I double-crossed him.
What friend?
Well, I can't tell you, but he'll be in a spot. You see, he's got a father who wants him to go to work.
Well, what do you think you've got?
Richard, don't answer that. And, Ben, hurry or you'll be late to the office.
All right. Get your coat, Richard.
What for?
You're going to apply for that job. And to make sure you get there, I'm going to drop you off at Wimple's on the way. Now, come on, son.
Okay, Pop. What am I going to do?
Darling, you mustn't be selfish. You've got to save your father's face.
Okay, I'll save his face. But when my friend hears about this, who's going to save mine?
If I had a face like yours, I wouldn't want to save it. Now get going.
Well, here you are, son. You'll probably find Wimple in the garage.
Well, thanks, Pop. So long. Oh, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, Richard.
Oh, hello, Robin. I hope you get the job. Is that an application form you're filling in?
Yes. And I'll bet Mr. Wimple will be glad when I start to work. What with Willie away and his kids running around the garage, he's pretty browned off. It's a lucky thing I'm the only one who knows about this job, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
By the way, what are you doing here?
Me? Well, I... Willie must have arrived in Sussex by now.
I asked you what you were doing here.
A very healthy place, Sussex. A friend of mine went out there, a nine-stone weakling, and came back simply bulging with muscles. Mind you, it ruined her social life.
Richard, a very unpleasant thought just crossed my mind.
No kidding.
No kidding. I was asking myself if my dear pal Richard came here to twist me out of this job.
And what was your answer?
He did, the rat.
Look, Robin, I know this looks suspicious, but I can explain.
Oh, well, why explain? It's very clear. My best friend waits until my back is turned, and he kicks me in the face.
Robin, you got me all wrong.
Oh, Robin, I thought I heard someone else's voice in here. It sounded like Ben Lyon's weak little son.
Do you mean me?
I said, oh, there you are. You were standing sideways, and I didn't see you.
Mr. Wimple, please.
Well, I hear you've decided to go to work for a change. Now, wait there, and I'll get you an application form.
Richard, you're an even bigger heel than I thought you were.
But Robin, listen.
No, you listen to me. You've been planning to steal this job right from the start.
Well, that's not true. This whole thing was arranged by my father.
Oh, so now you're trying to hide behind your father's skirts.
Robin, for Pete's sake, listen, I tell you, I'm your friend.
Oh, that's great. With you as a friend, I don't need any enemies. Well, goodbye. And if I never see you again, it's too soon.
Now, here's the application form, you fragile little will-o'-the-wisp.
I'm not filling it in, Mr. Wimple.
I knew it. Once a loafer, always a loafer.
I'm not a loafer. I want Robin to get it.
Oh, so you're trying to shove it off on that other skinny runt. And your poor father had such faith in you.
He did?
Yes, it'll break his heart when he finds out. Well, I better go and ring him up. Silly old codger. I'll make him eat his words.
Gosh, I can't do this to Pa. Mr. Wimple, give me that form. I'll fill it out.
Oh, hello, Barbara. Have you heard from Richard? Did he get the job?
Oh, I don't know, Daddy. But he telephoned to say he'd filled in the application form.
Oh, did he sound pleased?
Oh, yes. He phoned from the garage and it didn't cost him a penny.
I mean, did he sound confident?
Oh, you know, Richard, he always sounds the same. But I'm sure if he gets the job, he'll phone up again and let us know. Well, that must be Richard now.
Yes, I'll get it. Is that you, my son?
Well, I could be.
Ted Ray!
Who is it, Daddy?
Who is it? It's Kitty Blewett, straight man. What can I do for you, old pal?
Well, Benzie, old pal, it appears Robin told Richard about a job. Need I say any more?
Oh, I can explain that.
So can I. Like father, like son. Richard pinches my son's job.
What do you mean?
You know, the same way as you pinch my jokes.
Now listen, Ted Ray. The day I steal your jokes, I'll be a desperate old man incapable of thinking up the feeblest gags for myself.
So you admit it, eh?
I admit nothing. And as far as that vacancy at the garage is concerned, my son has just as much right to it as yours has.
Sure, but you don't have to use your influence with Mr. Wimple to help him get it.
Richard's using his own intelligence.
Oh, I see. Then you do have to help him.
I do not. As far as those two boys are concerned, I'm completely neutral.
Me too. I don't care who gets the job, as long as Robin does. Well, so long, old pal. And I do mean old.
Goodbye, teddy bear. Silly old busybody. Why can't he let his boy stand on his own feet?
Well, hello, Barbara. Hi, Pop.
Oh, tell us the good news, son. Are you engaged?
Gosh, no. I'm not even going steady yet.
I mean, has Wimple taken you on at the garage?
Well, I filled in the application form.
Oh, then it's as good as yours. Now, I'm going upstairs and tell your mother the good news.
Say, Richard, I hear you ran into Robin Ray. Was he angry?
Well, he was pretty sore at first, but we're better friends than ever since I rang him up and told him the job was his.
But I thought you said you filled out the application form.
I did, but Robin will never know about it.
He's bound to know you're working for Mr. Wimple.
Oh, don't worry. I'll never get the job now.
Why not?
Because of the silly answers I put on the form. When Mr. Wimple reads them, he'll think I'm the stupidest boy in the neighborhood.
You mean he didn't know?
Never mind the insults.
Well, it was a pretty sneaky thing to do. You know how much it meant to Daddy.
But, Barbara, it was the only way. I at least applied for the job, so Mr. Wimple can't say I'm lazy. And Robin's bound to get it, so he's happy, too.
Well, I suppose you did the best you could. But I have an awful feeling you've got yourself in a terrible mess and you don't know it.
Barbara, how can I get into a terrible mess? I worked out this whole thing for myself.
Richard, you just answered your own question.
Well, B.B., isn't that great news? Aren't you proud of our son?
Oh, of course I am. But I can't see why Mr. Wimple hasn't telephoned to confirm it.
Oh, he probably feels too darned ashamed to talk to me. Oh, that's probably him now. Come in, you silly old codger.
Well, that's a fine way to greet a friend.
Hello,
Flory, I thought you were Wimple.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've just driven straight here from Mr. Wimple's garage. He fitted me with a new rear light.
Well, what a wonderful idea. Turn around, Flory, and let's see it.
But I mean the car, dear. And after he fitted the light, I had to wait simply ages to be served with petrol.
Well, you won't have to wait for anything anymore, because when Richard starts work there, the service will be wonderful.
Oh, but Ben, I don't know how to say this, but I'm afraid Richard won't be working there.
What?
Why not?
Well, Mr. Wimple told me about the form Richard filled in, and according to the answers he gave about his education, well, what can you expect?
What are you talking about? You know good and well Richard spent 8 years in grammar school.
Yes, but I never knew he spent them all in the first form.
Flory, is this a joke?
I'm only telling you what Mr. Wimple told me. He also said Richard suffers from a weak back.
A weak back what?
I mean his back is weak because his arches have fallen.
Wimple told you all this, eh?
Yes, he said he didn't have the heart to do it himself.
You mean he didn't have the nerve to face me with that pack of lies, so he sent a silly woman to do it.
Who's a silly woman?
Who isn't?
Well,
anyone should be able to see through his little plan. He's afraid to give Richard that job because he knows he'll show his son up. Just wait until I see that two-faced baboon.
Darling, this is probably one of his jokes. You know Mr. Wimple.
I thought I did.
Come in.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple. Come on in.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, Mr. Elliman.
It's a lie.
Oh, so you think I'm a liar, do you?
Oh, come on, boys, now. You know you're both joking. Come on. Let's laugh the whole thing off.
I'm not laughing anything off. I've a good mind to punch this windbag on the nose.
You do, and I'll beat your little hollow-chested.
Everybody. Hey, what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. Our good friend Mr. Wimple won't give you that job because he's afraid you'll show his son up.
Gee, that's too bad.
Oh, so that's what's running through your tiny little mind. All right, I'll show you. Richard, you start work tomorrow.
What?
Darling, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I'm overjoyed.
Yeah, you won't be so overjoyed when you try to do my Willie's work. You poor little weakling.
You see, Ben, I told you we could laugh it off.
Yes, well, I'm going in to telephone the Marvel Arts Clarion and tell them all about my son's new job.
He certainly is proud of you, Richard.
I'm afraid so.
Well, I will make us all some tea.
Oh, wonderful. This is the busiest house. Come in.
Hello, Mrs. Lyon.
Oh, hello, Robin.
Hello, Richard, my old pal, my dear, dear old pal.
Robin, don't call me that. I don't deserve it.
Oh, listen to him, Mrs. Lyon. He's the finest friend a fellow ever had.
Well, how nice.
Yes, he could have double-crossed me so easily. But did he do it?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. What?
Oh, boys, I just remembered something. Aggie made some wonderful chocolate cake. Do you fellows think you could force yourselves to eat some?
You bet we can.
Good. After all, this calls for a celebration.
What does?
Well, Richard starts work tomorrow for Mr. Wimple.
Richard, you low-down stinker.
Look, Robin, you can have half the job.
No. And I hope you'll be happy when my father puts me on bread and water.
You mean he'll punish you?
Yes. He may even make me sit at home and listen to his radio show.
That's a punishment?
Oh, I mean, instead of letting me see it in the studio.
Well, look, Robin, you help me with the job and I'll give you half my pay.
Richard, are you feeling all right?
Well, it's the least I can do. But you've got to tell everybody I'm doing the job on my own. If Pop thought I couldn't handle Willie's job alone, he'd blow a gasket.
And what do you think my father would say if he heard I was taking money under false pretenses?
What?
He'd make me share it with him.
Okay, then we'll keep it a secret from everybody.
You know, we've been darn lucky. I've been working here 8 days, and even Mr. Wimple hasn't got a clue.
Well, I knew he wouldn't. Well, he said he never came into this part of the garage. Oh, brother, you know, I wrote the name of a customer on this battery, but I forgot to write down which car it belongs to.
Well, think.
Well, okay, now, it's not the green bubble car. That's Barbara's. And it's not the black saloon. That's Pop's.
Who's the big croc at the end of the garage with the low-slung chassis?
Oh, that's Aunt Florrie.
Who's Aunt Florrie?
Richard!
That is, quick. Hide in the stockroom.
Okay.
Oh, there you are, Richard. I suppose you haven't had time to wash my car yet.
Well, I've washed it, tightened the steering wheel, adjusted the brakes, and now I'm working on the damage.
Oh? What's the damage?
£2.10.
Oh, you silly boy. Well, I must say, I've never had such quick service at this garage before. Here's the money, Richard.
Well, thanks. I also checked your tires, but I didn't charge you for it.
Oh, thank you, dear. I'd like to give you half a crown, but I don't want to embarrass you.
Well, I very seldom take tips, but if you insist, you can put it in my petrol tin here.
Oh, dear, I only have a pound. Do you think there's enough in your petrol tin to change it?
Well, I'll tip it out and see.
Yes, Richard, I think there's enough there.
Yes. Here's your change, Aunt Florrie, and here's your car. Step right in. The keys are in the ignition.
My goodness, you're amazing. You must have 6 pairs of hands.
No, only 4.
Oh, well, goodbye, Richard.
Goodbye, Aunt Florrie.
Richard? Oh, Richard?
What do you want, Robin?
What do I want? Eh?
Oh, Mr. Wimple, what are you doing here?
This is my garage, remember?
Oh, well, sure, but it's just that I've never seen you in here before.
No, but I've been hearing such wonderful reports about your work, I had to come and congratulate you.
Well, thanks, Mr. Wimple. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Richard. Hello. How did this scratch get on our new hire car?
The man brought it in like that.
Well, of all the careless idiots... Here, give me a piece of rag and hand me that tin of oil.
Well, here you are. Excuse me, I must shut the stockroom door.
Okey-doke.
Hey, Rich, I found the sparking plug we were looking for.
Go away.
Huh?
Kiss me sweet, kiss me simple. Behind that car is Mr. Wimple.
Blimey.
What was that?
What?
Well, whatever it was, stuck his head out of that door.
Maybe it was a mouse.
I'm going to see who's in there.
Oh, but Mr. Wimple, hey.
Well, Robin Ray. What are you doing in my stockroom?
I just dropped in for a visit.
Oh, and do you always carry a handful of sparking plugs when you do make a social call?
Sparking plugs? Oh, well, I wonder where they came from.
Out of my stock. What are you going to do, sell them to your father?
Now, wait a moment. I work here.